This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Painter and Harst the jump, and the tap controlled by the Purple Panthers, and they will get it to start. High post to Carly Bowden, leaves it off for Kara Pence. Man-to-man for the Toppers. Right side with Jackson. Carson leaves it off for Sinyan. Emily, right back to Jackson. Carson brings it in between the circles on the left-hand bounce. Back right side and threw it away. Off the stage it went, the game's first turnover. And the Toppers will have the basketball for the first time today. Sam Painter in attendance across the way. Of course, he's a freshman at Illinois Wesleyan here to watch baby sis Becky take on the Toppers. Nice feed from Reynolds to Tester off the window. It's good for Claire off the right side. And just like that, Hillsborough leads 2-0. Just underway, opening quarter in the Saturday matinee. Down on the block to Pence, across the lane to Bowden off the window. It's good. Nice two-man action there from Pence to Bowden, and we are tied at 2. 1 minute gone by opening quarter. Hillsborough will be off to the Riverton Holiday Tournament next week. Litchfield will be over at Carthageville. There's an air ball from the foul line for Middles, picked up underneath by Jackson. She leaves it off for Painter. Becky Painter into the front court. Between the circles, leaves it for Jackson. Checked there by Haley Major. Now she puts it on the floor, works left, now crosses back over to the right, bounce pass on the baseline to Bowden. She will try to dump it out to Sinyan, going to be deflected away by Reynolds, but Emily first to the floor, but then her pass is stolen away by Harston. Nakaya leaves for Hooley, left hand won't go, and the rebound is out of bounds off of Litchfield. It'll be Hillsborough ball with 6:23 for the opening quarter. Toppers stack everybody right side of the lane as Major will throw it in. Haley. In the near corner, Reynolds, 18-footer, left it short. Rebound tapped around, picked up off the floor by Hooley. Shelby attacks, missed it. Rebound picked up off the floor by Harston. Bounce pass to Major, open for three. Yes, Haley Major. Going to be a three or a long two. No signal yet from the officials. That was real close. I'm putting it for three now. Yep, as soon as I write it down, they officially say two-point field goal. She had a toe on the line. 4-2 Toppers. Out front with Sinyan. Gets around Reynolds. Gets to the right block. Cut off by Harston. Good job by Harston. Bounce pass across the lane to Bowden. Out to Painter. Open for three. Missed it short. And the rebound will go out of bounds as Tester lets it hit the wall out of play. It'll be Hillsborough basketball. 5:42 for the opening quarter. The Topper boys had a tough one last night in Greenville. Game they led the entirety basically the first three quarters. And then And Greenville stormed back on them in the fourth. Outscored them 23-9 to get the 8-point victory last night in Greenville. Now the Lady Toppers taking on their rivals from Litchfield. Oh, nice ball movement. Harson off the left block. Touch pass to Tester. It's good. Nothing you can do about that defensively. That was just good, crisp, solid ball movement. 6-2 Toppers. 5-10 first quarter. Out front with Jackson. Carson spins away from trouble. Gets to the left block. All the way to the rim. Missed the layup. Bowden's putback is good. Carly Bowden has all four Litchfield points. 6-4 Hillsborough. 3 minutes gone by first quarter. It'll be Shelby Hooley to bring it into the front court for the Toppers. On the left wing with Reynolds. Right side of the key with Hooley. Cut off there by Jackson. Man-to-man defense. For Litchfield, Reynolds goes backdoor with Hooley. Shelby makes the catch on the baseline. Out to Reynolds, 4-3. Left it short. Rebound to the floor, picked up by Bowden. She's going to put it on the deck. Races into the front court around a couple of Toppers. Now she's trapped on the sideline and ripped away by Reynolds. And it's off of Bowden, out of bounds. Third Litchfield turnover. 4:25 for quarter number one. 6-4 Hillsborough leading. First of two meetings this year between these two squads. As the Hillsborough and Litchfield girls have continued to play two times a year, even when the schedule changed in the South Central. Reynolds on the attack off the window is good for Emily Reynolds. Hillsborough doing a good job of attacking the paint early. 8-4 Toppers halfway through the opening quarter. Carson Jackson handling out front. Leaves it off for Becky Painter. On the left wing with Kara Pence. Here's Jackson, left side of the key, on the baseline with Painter. Becky Painter puts it on the deck. Now top of the key it goes to Sinyan. Emily wants to attack, gets all the way under the rim, draws three defenders, kicks out to Becky Painter. Bounce pass to Jackson. Carson wants the three, left it short, and Harston secures the rebound for the Toppers. Shelby Hooley, bounce pass into the front court to Reynolds. In the corner it goes to Tester. Claire Tester, top of the key to Major, 4-3. Missed it, and the rebound down to Carson Jackson. Here comes Jackson. Long pass in the front court to Sinyon. Emily will fire for three. Missed it too strong, and Tester secures the rebound for Hillsboro. 3 minutes, first quarter, 8-4, Toppers lead. Reynolds back to Hooley into the hands of Major. On the right wing with Tester. Down on the block to Harston. Nakaya up, under, missed it. Nice move, just couldn't finish. And the rebound down to Kara Pence. Tester and Harston, that is a nice 1-2 inside combo for Brett Tekin and the Toppers. 2:40 first quarter, and they're both just juniors. Out front with Jackson on the left wing to Kara Pence. Tries to lob it down to Painter, stolen by Major. She did a good job of fronting the post that time. Major off to Reynolds, left-hand layup, missed it. Her timing might have been off with her steps that time. 2:20 first quarter, 8-4 Hillsboro leads. Litchfield has the ball. Carson Jackson working on Hooley, kicks it to Sinyon. Emily, one dribble inside the three-point arc, left it short. Rebound tapped around, rolled across Nakaya Harston's shoulder blades, but she's able to pick it up and leave it off for Hooley. Bounce pass to Major. Haley in the corner to Tester. Claire Tester feeds the post with a nice bounce pass to Hooley. Off the window, it's good for Shelby Hooley. Off the find from Tester. 10-4 Hillsboro inside of 2 minutes for the opening quarter. Becky Painter comes across the timeline. She's going to go backdoor with Sinyon, and Emily just took her eyes off the basketball. Deflects out of bounds for Litchfield's fifth turnover. Now it's just a simple case there of Emily thinking about what she was going to do with the ball before she caught the ball. Haley Major out for Hillsboro. Lainey Rupert has checked in, 5'7 freshman. Younger sister of Aubrey Rupert, who's in attendance today. High post to Tester, Claire Tester. Back to Hooley on the left wing. Lainey Rupert lines up the three, left it short. Rebound deflected off of Tester, picked up by Harston and floats it up and in from the heart of the lane. First bucket for Nakaya, and it's 12-4 Toppers. Already five Hillsboro players have scored here in the opening quarter. 70 seconds, first quarter. Jackson, bounce pass, stolen away by Reynolds, saved underneath very slickly into the hands of Hooley. Here comes Shelby, bounce pass on the baseline to Lainey. Rupert back to Hooley, return pass to Rupert. Lainey Rupert gives it right back to Hooley, now back to Lainey. Rupert puts it on the floor and draws the foul. They'll get Becky Painter on the block, her first and the first foul of the game. Played 7 minutes without a foul. Baseline out of bounds for the Toppers. Lainey Rupert lobs to Harston, top of the key. Into the hands of Reynolds, back to Harston. Foul line jump shot, no good. She knew it immediately. Rebound picked up off the floor by Hooley. Gets it down to Harston. Nakaya can't get it. Offensive rebound Tester. Kicks out to Lainey Rupert. Puts it on the floor. Rises up from eight. Left it short. Rebound down to Sinyon. 35 seconds for the opening quarter. Here come the Purple Panthers. Jackson on the left wing. Carson Jackson across the floor to Maddie Diamond, who's checked in, a 5'3 junior. High stack for the Purple Panthers. Diamond works right. Sinyon open for three. Missed it. Rebound to the floor, picked up by Painter. She's going to get tied up with the jump ball. And on the arrow, it'll belong to the Toppers with 17.3 seconds for quarter number one. Hillsboro can hold for the final shot here. Up 12-4. Shelby Hooley will take her time into the front court. 10 seconds on the left wing with Reynolds. 8 seconds. High post feed to Tester. On the right wing, Lainey Rupert, 5 seconds. That pass is tipped and stolen by Jackson. Carson Jackson to midcourt. They're not going to get a shot off. And after one quarter, it is Hillsboro 12, Litchfield 4. We'll come back with second quarter action following these messages on WSMI. Tim Eyes back here at Simmons Gymnasium at Litchfield High School. Megan Cordy back in our WSMI studios producing this South Central Conference girls basketball action on your Saturday afternoon. Litchfield has the basketball to start the second quarter, and they promptly turn it over. Emily Reynolds into the passing lane. Now she holds it up, slides ahead to Tester off the window. It's good with a left-hand finish for Claire. She has six. As Reynolds kind of deked the Purple Panthers that time, as she pulled it up, And then Tester kept running the floor. 14-4 Hillsboro. Lainey Rupert, Claire Tester, Emily Reynolds, Shelby Hooley, Nakia Harston on the floor for the Toppers. Oh, nice bounce pass Jackson to Bowden. Off the window, it's good for Carly. She has all six Purple Panther points. So Carson Jackson, Carly Bowden, Kiara Pence, Emily Sinyon, and Maddie Diamond on the floor for Litchfield. 14-6 Hillsboro leads, and a turnover. Emily Reynolds had some miscommunication right there. Threw it right out of bounds underneath the hoop. Second Topper turnover. That'll get Maddie Rupert into the ball game. 5'6 junior. Hooley out. Reynolds out. And Haley Major back on the floor for the Toppers. So that works out good for Aubrey Rupert. Here to watch her sisters play, and they're both on the floor at the same time. Maddie the junior, Laney the freshman. Here's Diamond, a 10-foot runner, missed it. Got her own rebound back. The follow rattles out, and Nakia Harston with the board for Hillsboro. She will get it off to Haley Major. On the left wing with Laney Rupert. Back to Major. On the right wing with Maddie Rupert. Back between the circles, it goes to Haley. 6.5 minutes, first half. On the left wing, Haley Major. Back to Maddie Rupert. On the block to Harston. In the corner to Laney Rupert. Puts it on the floor, return pass to Harston. Nakia, one dribble, pulls up way too strong off the baseline. And the rebound down to Litchfield and Kara Pence. Topper still using the Tito Shootout versus Cancer shirts as their warm-up shirts. And the Toppers who aren't dressed today wearing those as well. That's a very nice gesture. Three-pointer out of the left corner from Kara Pence. Her first bucket. And the Litchfield deficit is down to 5. 14-9 Hillsboro. Purple Panthers in a 2-3 zone piece. On the baseline, Harston. Skip pass to Major on the left wing. Haley. Right wing to Rupert. On the baseline to Harston. Nakia. Foul line to Tester. Claire didn't catch it cleanly. Now gives it off to Maddie Rupert. Bounce pass to Harston. Counted and the foul for Nakia. She reposted, got that good deep post position. Nice bounce pass from Rupert. And now Nakia has a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play. We saw that a lot last year with teams involved in the T-Tote Shootout versus Cancer, them wearing the shirts the rest of the year as their warm-ups. And as I said, Hillsboro is doing that here today. The free throw for Harson is off the mark, no good. They went with the long-sleeve shirt, did the Lady Toppers this year. Orange long-sleeve shirt. Of course, we thank Paul Binti from the Cubbyhole for those shirts. He did a fabulous job once again this year. We thank Paul in the Cubbyhole for that. 5:15 for the first half, 16-9, Hillsboro leading. Here's Becky Painter at the foul line, working on Major, kicks it out to Diamond. Maddie on the floor, drives baseline, tough angle, missed it, rebound to Harston, and she is fouled by Carly Bowden. Second foul of the game on Litchfield, first personal on Bowden. Actually, third foul of the game on Litchfield. It is the first on Bowden. Tester out for the Toppers. Emily Reynolds back on the floor. High post to Reynolds. Bounce pass to Major. On the baseline, Harston rejected by Bowden. Pulled down by Becky Painter, then blocked and fouled by Major. Haley's first, team's first, at the 4:53 mark of the first half. Saturday afternoon basketball here. 4 days in front of Christmas. Sideline trigger, and it goes to Carson Jackson. Carson out between the circles. Leaves it for Maddie Diamond on the right wing. Painter on the curl. Touch pass to Jackson in the corner. Here's Pence, left side of the key, off to Bowden in the high post. Back to Diamond out between the circles. She'll reset for the Purple Panthers. On the right wing with Jackson. Carson Jackson. Finds Painter on the curl. Becky off the window too strong. And the rebound belongs to Emily Reynolds for Hillsboro. Haley Major off for Laney Rupert, the 5'7 freshman. Off to sister Maddie, the 5'6 junior. Back to Laney. High post to Reynolds. Down on the block to Harston. Nakia draws a crowd, kicks out to Major. Here's Laney Rupert open for three. Yes, off the right side of the key. Laney Rupert has her first bucket. And it's 19-9 Toppers. 4 minutes for the first half. High post with Bowden. into the hands of Kara Pence out front. Jackson, nice touch pass to Becky Painter. Off the window, she got a little far under the backboard that time and didn't have the angle. It's out of bounds off of Hillsboro. So Litchfield keeps possession, but nobody from the Purple Panthers wants to take the ball out. Now Kara Pence will head to the baseline and retrieve the basketball. Pence will get it in to Diamond. Right wing three, almost banked it in. Long rebound tracked down by Diamond out near midcourt. A 10-point topper lead. 19-9. It was 12-4 Hillsboro after one. Diamond picked up the dribble on that right sideline. Gets it away to Carson Jackson. Lobs down to Bowden. Off the window. It's good for Carly Bowden. Nice finish there as Harston had the good defense. Bowden has 8 of Litchfield's 11. High post with Nakaya. Harston back to Rupert. Laney looking for 2 in a row. Can't get it. And the rebound down to Carly Bowden. Outlet to Carson Jackson. 3:10 first half. Carson across the timeline. Working on Maddie Rupert. Spins to the foul line. Bounce pass. Pence open. 4-3. Almost banked it in out of the corner. And the rebound down to Emily Reynolds. Outlet pass to midcourt to Major. Finds Maddie Rupert. Bounce pass. Harston foul. Free throws for Nakaya. Fourth team foul on Litchfield. And they're going to get Becky Painter. Check that. They're going to get Kara Pence on the personal. Her first. Nakaya at the free throw line. 4 points. Free throw is too strong. She's now 0 of 2 from the stripe. Shelby Hooley, Claire Tester returning, and the Ruperts will take a seat. Laney and Maddie. .252 for quarter number two. 19-11 Hillsboro. Harston gets 1 out of 2 free throws. She has 5 for the game. 20-11 toppers. .245 first half. Carson Jackson into the front court, being checked there by Shelby Hooley in the topper man-to-man. Into the hands of Emily Sinian now, right side of the key. Puts it on the deck. Cut off. Tipped away by Tester. Stolen by the toppers. Major picks it up. Off the floor. Into the hands of Hooley. Shelby. Bounce pass through traffic. Deflected out off of Hillsboro. It'll be Litchfield ball. Third topper turnover. Or did Louie point the wrong way? Louie pointed the wrong way. It's Hillsboro ball. Louie Lang, Neil Price, Rob Sitton are officials here today. Now we're going to get a conversation. Telling Louie, you pointed that way. And it will be Litchfield ball. It will be. Boy, it looked like it was off of Litchfield on that far baseline, but Louie was right on top of it. He pointed towards Litchfield and then gave the ball to Hillsboro. So that's good officiating there to come together, get it right. Purple Panther ball. 2:15 for the first half. Here's Kara. Check that. Carly Bowden off to Sinian. Across the floor to Carson Jackson on the left wing. She'll fire the three and can it. Carson Jackson, no hesitation, knocks down the three ball. And all of a sudden, it's a 6-point game. 20-14 Hillsboro. Final 2 minutes of the first half. Tester picked up the dribble. She needs some help. Leaves it off now for Shelby Hooley. Hooley on the right wing. Pulls it back with the right hand bounce. To the top of the key, spins back right side. Good job by Jackson to stay right in front of her. Into the hands of Reynolds, right back to Hooley it goes. 100 seconds, first half. Shelby Hooley on the left wing. Brings it back between the circles on the right wing to Major. Haley Major, dribble drive, and she is fouled, the hand check, on her way to the rim. Fifth team foul on Litchfield. They'll get Sinian with the personal. That's her second. Baseline out of bounds for Hillsboro. Major. Bounce pass into Harston in traffic. Kai goes up strong and draws the foul. I don't know how she caught that ball in amongst the two Litchfield defenders, but she did. She'll be back to the free throw line. Second foul on Becky Painter. Sixth team foul on Litchfield. 91 seconds for the first half. Free throw for Harston. Good. Nakaya has 6. She's now 2 out of 4 at the free throw line. With the second toss coming. Missed that one, and the rebound picked up by Tester on the baseline. 21-14, toppers up 7. They have the basketball back. Kaylee Major on the right wing. High post to Reynolds. Emily turns, attacks, blocked, gets it back. Out to Major, 4-3. Yes. Haley Major knocks down the three ball off the second effort from Emily Reynolds. 65 seconds for the first half. A 10-point topper lead, 24-14. Ball's deflected out off of Hillsboro. It'll stay with Litchfield. Purple Panthers would love to have this a single-digit ball game when they get to the locker room. Into the final minute of the first half. On the right wing with Maddie Diamond. Right elbow to Kara Pinch. Draws a crowd. Kicks it out to Sinyon. 45 seconds for the first half. Becky Painter has it now out at the volleyball spike line. She'll work left side of the Litchfield high stack. Back to Maddie Diamond. Right side. It'll be Sinyon coming off the screen now. In the high stack. They got two Panthers at each elbow. And then the ball handler out front. Harston goes through the steal and jars it loose. Nakia picks it up and she's going to be fouled by Becky Painter. That was a silly foul from Becky. It's her third personal with just 26 seconds to play in the first half. Becky would have been better off just letting Harston go in for the layup. Actually, the board says that's only Becky's second foul, not her third. Free throw for Harston, short but crawls over. 7 for Nakia Harston. That's a big difference, having your second foul or your third foul in that spot. So just 2 on Becky Painter. Free throw for Harston, no good. She gets 1 out of 2. Rebound down to Litchfield. 20 seconds for the first half. 25-14 toppers. Sinyon on the right wing. That pass to Jackson deflected out. It'll stay with Litchfield. 16.6 seconds for quarter number 2. And it goes to Diamond. Return pass to Jackson. Carson with 12 seconds. Brings it back right side of the key. Now crosses over, works back right. Diamond has it with 7 seconds. On the right wing with 5 seconds. Back to Jackson with 4 seconds. Carson straight on 3. She got it. Carson Jackson at the second quarter buzzer buries the 3. And that does get it to a single-digit ball game. At the half, it is Hillsboro 25. Litchfield, 17. It is time now for the Shelter Insurance Halftime Show on WSMI. Tim Mize back here at Simmons Gymnasium. Megan Cordy back in our WSMI studios producing this Girls South Central Conference basketball on your Saturday afternoon, the rare Saturday matinee here on WSMI. Hillsboro leading Litchfield 25-17. Toppers will get the basketball to start the second half. They have Emily Reynolds, Shelby Hooley, Haley Major, Claire Tester, and Nakia Harston. Litchfield will counter with Carly Bowden, Kara Pence, Carson Jackson. Maddie Diamond gets the start here in the second half along with Emily Sinyon. And Tester going to be called for the old up and down. She went to shoot from about 15 feet away, and as she rose up, Litchfield had good defensive pressure in her face, and she came back down with the basketball. She tried to pass it off at the last second, but was not in time. See if the Panthers can cut into this lead a little bit more. Diamond knifes her way through, but then lost the handle on the basketball. 10th Litchfield turnover. In the right corner. Down on the block to Tester. Off the window is good for Claire Tester. She has 8. 27-17 toppers. Michaela Bergschneider, her varsity coaching debut here this afternoon. Rob Corso had to tend to a family matter today, so he was unable to make it to the ball game. So Michaela has stepped in. She coached the freshman game. She coached the JV game, and now she's controlling the varsity game. At least she didn't have time to get nervous about it. She said she found out about 11 o'clock this morning this was going to be the deal. As Litchfield turns it over on the baseline, their 11th turnover. Sometimes with stuff like that, not just a coaching situation, but when you don't have time to think about something, when you just get thrown into it, it's usually a lot better than if you have time to sleep on it, sit around all day and think about it, get yourself all worked up into a tizzy. Toppers turn it over, their 5th turnover of the ball game, and here come the Purple Panthers. Sinyon on the right wing, oh, backdoor Jackson, and she left it short. She short-armed it in the rebound down to Harson. She was wide open on the left side of the rim and just missed it. Here's Tester in the corner to Reynolds. Emily drives baseline, reverse layup, no good. Offensive rebound, Harston, yes. Nakia Harston with 9. Harston is a tenacious rebounder. She is so tough to keep off the offensive glass. Relentless. 29-17 Hillsboro. 6:05 third quarter. A on the right wing with Emily Sinyon. Sinyon goes backdoor. Two Panthers in the same area. That was Bowden and Diamond. It's Diamond who corrals it. Now she gives it back out to Carson Jackson. Carson gets a high ball screen out at the volleyball spike line. Works to the right side. High post to Diamond. Maddie gets a step inside the foul line. Floats it up. Missed it. Rebound down to Tester. Toppers want to run a little bit. Hooley, long outlet to Reynolds. Emily gets tripped up, and she's fouled by Sinyon. First foul of the half on Litchfield. Third personal on Sinyon. Topper stack everybody left side of the lane. Substitution to the table. That's Laura Boston, a freshman. She's going to check in and replace Sinyon. Blair Johnson, another freshman. She was injured the first game of the year, dislocated her kneecap. She had reconstructive surgery on that. She's going to be out 6 months. So that was an unfortunate loss for the Purple Panthers in the first game of the year. Into Tester, heart of the lane, no. Another offensive rebound, Harston, and gets it off to Major. Toppers reset. Here's Reynolds. Off to Tester in the left corner. Back to Reynolds. Top of the key to Hooley. Major tees up a three ball. Yes, for Haley Major. Her first bucket. Check that. Her second triple. She has 8 points. 32-17 Hillsborough, 5 minutes, third quarter. Major gets her hand on that basketball, tips it off of Diamond, out of bounds. It's Litchfield's 12th turnover. Great hustle there from Haley Major. She brings it on both ends. 4:50, third quarter, 15-point topper lead. Panthers have yet to score in the second half. Major in the right corner. Bounce pass to Harston. Baseline, left it short. Rebound Reynolds, rejected by Bowden. Picked up by Harston. Layup good. Counted at the foul for Nakaya. She has 11 and a free throw on the way. She just has a nose for the basketball. And sometimes it seems like she has a magnet on the basketball. It's just drawn to her. She just has that innate ability to know where the basketball is going to be. That's just an instinct that she has. That's not taught or coached, just natural. Free throw good for Harston. 35-17 Toppers. They've opened this game up in a hurry through the first part of this third quarter. That three by Jackson at the end of the first half got it down to eight. All Toppers here out of the locker room. Kara Pence on the right wing. Puts it on the floor, gets past Tester, pulls up, no. Rebound tapped around. Bowden had it, lost it. Reynolds picks it up off the floor for Hillsborough. Off to Hooley. Here comes Shelby, right down the heart of the floor. Hooley kicks it in the corner to Major. Haley across the floor to Reynolds. Emily, little head fake, left block, left hand, and draws the foul. Good, strong, aggressive take from Emily Reynolds. And they're going to get, I do believe, Kara Pence on the personal. Free throw for Emily Reynolds. Reynolds has 2 points today. Toss is no good. That free throw, or excuse me, the foul on Pence is her third. As the first free throw from Reynolds was no good, she'll get the second toss. Lines it up and missed it. That came off funny. Didn't hit the rim, hit the bottom side of the backboard off that foam. It took a funky bounce. Harson almost came up with it. Here's Diamond, a runner too strong off the window. Rebound down to Nakaya. Outlet to Hooley, almost had it poked away from behind. Gets it off to Tester, left block. Claire floats it up way short, but it's picked up underneath by Reynolds. Toppers reset, 3:45 for the third quarter. 35-17 Hillsborough, right wing with Major. On the right side of the key to Hooley. Bounce pass to Reynolds, high post to Tester. Back to Hooley, open, 4-3, too strong. Rebound tapped around, picked up by the Purple Panthers and Carson Jackson. 3:20, third quarter. Jackson lost the handle out front. It's picked up by Hooley. Ahead to Tester, left-hand layup good. 10 for Tester. 20-point lead for the Toppers, 3:10, third quarter. It was an 8-point game at the half. A 12-0 spurt here in the third quarter for Hillsborough. Jackson out front picked up the dribble. High post it goes to Laura Boston on the right wing to Bowden. Carly Bowden, bounce pass to Jackson, right side of the key. Left elbow feed to Laura Boston, looking for Jackson underneath, and it's out of bounds, turned over. 14th Purple Panther turnover. Maddie Rupert to the table for the topper. She is checking in, and Shelby Hooley's checking out. So we've got three toppers coming out. So yeah, we got Lainey Rupert in the ball game along with Vanessa Compton. Vanessa, a 5'6 junior. I was looking in the front court, only saw three toppers, but that's because Rupert and Compton were in the back court. Bringing the ball across the timeline. Down on the block to Harston, draws a double team. Nice pump fake out to Compton, open for three. Vanessa too strong off the heel, and the rebound down to Laura Boston for Litchfield. 2:20 third quarter. Panthers need a point here in the quarter. Maddie Diamond on the baseline, blocked by Vanessa Compton. That'll be her first, team's first of the half. Substitutions for Hillsboro. Emma Miller will check in, and Alex Fraley, a freshman, will check in for the toppers. 2:18 for the third. On the block to Boston, and she is fouled. They're going to get Maddie Rupert on the personal there. Her first, team second. At the free throw line, Laura Boston. Looking for her first point. It'd be the first point of the quarter for Litchfield, and off the heel too strong. First free throw attempt of the night for the Purple Panthers, or of the day, I should say. Second free throw for Boston is no good. Missed the pair. Fraley tracks down the rebound in the right corner. Good hustle there by Alex Fraley. Here's Maddie Rupert off to Sister Lainey. She'll trigger the three. Little short, almost crawled in. Rebound to Compton, then she lost it out of bounds. It'll be Litchfield ball. Becky Painter back along with Emily Sinyon and Kara Pence. As sitting for Litchfield will be Boston Diamond and Lily Brosh, who had checked in. 2 minutes, third quarter. Litchfield has still not scored in the second half. They trail 37-17 after they were down just eight at the break. Pence on the lob feed to Jackson, deflected off of Carson out of bounds for turnover number 15. Hillsboro ball. Vanessa Compton across the timeline. On the right wing with Maddie Rupert. Maddie back to Vanessa, left elbow. Leaves it for Emma Miller. On the right wing with Lainey Rupert. She is cut off. Back to Maddie Rupert, into the hands of Compton. That pass is tipped onto the stage. It'll stay with Hillsboro. 92 seconds for the quarter. Lainey Rupert gets it into Vanessa Compton. That's a bad pass stolen by Becky Painter. Nice pass across the floor. Jackson layup good. Carson Jackson has eight off the nice steal and bounce pass from Becky Painter. First points of the quarter for Litchfield. Come at the 82nd mark. Here's Vanessa Compton off to Miller, left elbow. Lainey Rupert on the right block to Fraley, rejected and fouled by Bowden. And the freshman, Alex Fraley, will be at the free throw line. What I do believe will be her first varsity action. That free throw rims out for Fraley. As I said, they did play Carlisle earlier this week. So I stand corrected. Second free throw for Fraley, left it short. Alex misses the pair, and the rebound down to the Purple Panthers. There just weren't many games played earlier this week because of the weather, but the Toppers did sneak one in, a victory over Carlisle. Painter missed it, but the offensive rebound to Bowden. Carly sticks it home. She has 10 points for the Purple Panthers. 37-21 Toppers, 50 seconds, third quarter. Maddie Rupert on the left wing, off to Vanessa Compton. Right back to Maddie it goes. Return pass to Compton. Vanessa, top of the key, leaves it for Emma Miller. Back to Compton, deflected away by Sinyon, but right to Maddie Rupert. Compton on the right wing to Lainey Rupert. Back to Vanessa, half a minute, third quarter. To Miller, yes, 15-footer straight on for the lefty Miller. Her first bucket. 39-21 Hillsboro, 20 seconds, third quarter. It was an 8-point game at the half. Hillsboro's opened it up here in the third. Becky Painter spins at the right block, cut off. Leaves it back for Sinyon. Emily at the free throw line. Now to the left elbow, into the hands of Jackson. 3 seconds. Carson needs to go with two. Lets it fly from 15 short, and that's the quarter. After three, It is Hillsborough 39, Litchfield 21. We'll come back with the money quarter following these messages on WSMI. Well, here we go. Fourth quarter time, 39-21. Hillsborough leading Litchfield, and the Purple Panthers start the quarter with a turnover, their 16th of the ball game. Toppers won the third quarter, 14-4. Here's Major, lines up the three, way short. Air ball out of bounds, and Haley put both of her hands to her mouth and kind of gave a little shriek when that one came up short. Big smile on her face as she comes back to the defensive end. That's one of those. As soon as it leaves your hand, you know it's short, and there's nothing you can do about it. Pass is tipped into the backcourt, picked up by Painter. Her pass to Kara Pence, deflected away by Tester, but Pence tracks it down in the corner. Here's Painter, off to Bowden, too strong, but Carly Bowden was fouled by Harston. And good sportsmanship there as Nakia helped her to her feet. So for Harston, that'll be, I believe, her first personal foul, just the third foul of the half. Second personal on Harston. Third of the half on Hillsborough. Down to Bowden. Just a little handoff to Painter off the window, too strong. Tapped around, picked up by Emily Reynolds for Hillsborough. 7 minutes for the ball game. This is your 50,000-watt sports voice of Mid-Illinois as it goes down to Tester, and she missed it. Rebound to Kara Pence. WSMI FM, Litchfield, Hillsborough, Carthenville, and Greenville, the station you can count on. Down to Bowden. Good position off the window. It's good for Carly. She has a dozen points for the Purple Panthers. Tied for the leading scorer in the ballgame with Nakia Harston of Hillsborough. 16-point topper lead. 6.5 minutes for the game. Tester leaves it off for Reynolds. Back to Hooley. Into the hands of Reynolds. Here's Maddie Rupert. Check that. Haley Major on the left wing on the baseline to Harston. Up top to Hooley. Shelby Hooley. Oh, a nice little ball fake, and the layup is good with the runner for Shelby Hooley. At the right elbow, she just threw a little ball fake out towards that right wing area. Created enough space and got to the rim. And we have a whistle and a foul. Hillsborough scheduled to be at Auburn on Monday. Litchfield will have a makeup game with Vandalia here on Monday. That's going to be a 12:30 varsity tip on Monday here at Litchfield. Then the Panthers off to the Carthenville Holiday Tournament the day after Christmas. Hillsborough will be at Riverton the day after Christmas. Here come the Toppers. Hooley, long pass in the front court to Reynolds. Emily has to track it down on the baseline, out to Tester. Off to Hooley, 4-3, that's short. Air ball saved by Reynolds, right to Tester. Yes, Claire Tester with a dozen. Great hustle from Emily Reynolds to keep that possession alive. 20-point lead for the Toppers, 43-23. 5:25 for the ball game. Carson Jackson handling out front, gets a screen from Sinyon. Now leaves it off for Emily. Sinyon high above her head and surveying. 1-2-2 offense here for the Panthers. Down on the block to Bowden. Out to Jackson. Open 4-3. Carson too strong. Rebound poked away from Tester. Picked up by Harston. Outlet to Haley Major. 5 minutes ball game. Down to Reynolds off the window. A little strong with the left hand. Rebound picked up by Tester, lays it up and in. 14 for Claire Tester. I think Harston actually knocked it away from Bowden, went right to Tester, who laid it in. 45-23, Hillsborough leading, 4:45 for the ball game. Carly Bowden off to Sinyon, open look at a three ball, missed it, out of bounds, and it will be Hillsborough ball. Here comes Shelby Hooley and Hillsborough into the front court. Left elbow with Tester. In the right corner to Major. Down on the right block to Harston. Nakia draws a crowd, dribbles underneath the hoop off to Reynolds, leaves it back for Hooley. A bullet bounce pass to Harston. Nakia couldn't handle it cleanly. Seventh Hillsborough turnover. Maddie Diamond has a run out, and the layup is good for Diamond. Her first bucket of the ball game. 45-25 Toppers. Harston did all she could do to handle that hot pass there. Kind of rolled across her hip and eventually off her fingertips. Now a turnover by the Toppers. Bad entry pass from Haley Major. Lainey Rupert will check in, replacing Shelby Hooley. And Michaela Bergschneider wants a timeout. Exactly 4 minutes to play in the ball game. Hillsborough 45, Litchfield 25. We'll come back to Simmons Gymnasium following these messages on WSMI. Following the Litchfield timeout, Purple Panthers bring the ball into the front court and promptly throw it away. Jackson was trying to feed Bowden in the post down there and just too tall. Over her head, out of bounds. 17th Litchfield turnover. Into the hands of Lainey Rupert. High post to Tester on the right wing. Major wants the three, and that is short. Online, but short. Offensive rebound to Reynolds. Tries to find Harston. Can't get it there cleanly, and is picked up by Jackson. And then Major into the passing lane. She goes, deflects it right out of bounds. Went off her foot and kicked into the Litchfield bench. Becky Painter will check back in for the Purple Panthers, replacing Carson Jackson. Couple of finals from the Prep Boys Showcase at the Jacksonville Bowl. South County beat North Green in overtime 56-52, and Auburn just beat Beardstown 59-53. Lob pass down to Bowden, way too tall, threw right over her head. 18th Purple Panther turnover. 3:10 ball game. Here's Lainey Rupert, kicks in the baseline. Reynolds, yes. Emily Reynolds knocks down the baseline jump shot. She has 4 points. 47-25 toppers. Hillsborough trying to get back over 500 for the year. Play that tough early season schedule. Painter on the curl, way too strong in the layup. I don't believe she anticipated being that wide open. Sometimes it's unsettling. 2:15 for the game. Lainey Rupert tries to split the defenders with the bounce. Fortunate to keep the possession. Gets it off to Tester, who finds Major. Haley Major pivots around. Skip pass to Lainey Rupert. Head fakes a three. Pocket picked clean by Becky Payne. That was a veteran move right there from the upperclassman working on the freshman. On the baseline with Maddie Diamond. Into the hands of Painter. Down low to Sinyon. All alone off the window. It's good. Toppers lost sight that time of Emily Sinyon. And a stoppage here just for substitution purposes. Emma Miller in for the Toppers. Maddie Rupert is in. Lainey Rupert stays on. Vanessa Compton is on the floor. And Alex Freely returns for the Toppers. 2-3 zone for Litchfield. Diamond and Jackson up front. Painter, Bowden, and Sinyon on the baseline. It's actually Pence, not Bowden, in the middle of that zone. Down to Fraley, back to Maddie Rupert. 2:10 ball game. Here's Lainey Rupert on the right wing with Maddie Rupert. Feeds the block down to Fraley. Rolled out, no good. Rebound off of Painter, out of bounds. It'll be Hillsborough ball. 2:03 ball game. At the CM Girls Shootout earlier today, Quincy Notre Dame beat Southwestern by 30, 58-28. On the attack, Compton down on the block. Fraley off the window. It's good. Alex Fraley has her first bucket. 110 seconds ball game, 49-27 toppers. Our next high school broadcast will come from the Carletonville Holiday Tournament starting on Thursday. Championship game set a week from Monday on December 30th as Maddie Diamond knocks down the 18-footer off the left wing. She has 4 points all in the quarter. 90 seconds to play. 49-29 toppers. High post with Miller. Back to Compton. Top of the key to Lainey Rupert. Back to Maddie Rupert. Return pass to Lainey. Here's Compton. High post to Miller. Emma Miller going to be tied up and has it taken away by Becky Painter. 10th topper turnover. 65 seconds to play. Here's Diamond for three. Rimmed it out. And the rebound down to Miller for Hillsborough. Leaves it off for Vanessa Compton. Final minute ball game. Lainey Rupert wants the three. That is short. Rebound saved by Fraley underneath. Good job by the freshman there to play strong. Out to midcourt to Lainey Rupert. 45 seconds for the game. Top of the key to Compton. Vanessa for three. Yes. Vanessa Compton buries the three ball. Her first bucket of the ball game. 52-29 toppers. Clock running 33 seconds for the game. Out front with Carson Jackson. 25 seconds. Jackson spins away from Miller. Keeps the bounce alive. Cut off at the right elbow. Maddie Diamond to Painter for three. Becky knocks down the three ball off the right wing. Painter's first bucket of the day. 52-32, 10 seconds for the game. Hillsborough and Litchfield on the Route 16 rivalry here on your Saturday afternoon. Going to go to the Toppers. They're going to hold it, not shoot it again. 52-32 is the final. Hillsborough beats Litchfield. We'll come back and wrap it up following these messages on WSMI.
Hillsboro beats Litchfield 52-32 here in the first installment of the Route 16 rivalry for 2019-2020. With the win, Hillsboro now 6-5 on the year, 2-1 in South Central play. Litchfield with the loss falls to 7-6 and 1-2 in South Central Conference play. Leading scorer for the Purple Panthers today, Carly Bowden with a dozen. 8 for Carson Jackson, 4 for Maddie Diamond, 3 for Becky Painter, and 2 points for Emily Sinian. Just 2 foul shots on the day. They didn't make either one, did Litchfield. They did hit 4 threes on the afternoon, turned it over 18 times. That ultimately was the difference here today. 18 turnovers unofficially for Litchfield. Hillsboro, 10 turnovers. A lot of those came late, though. They did a good job with the first half of taking care of the basketball with just 3 first half turnovers, and it was a balanced attack today. Claire Tester with 14, a dozen for Nakia Harston, 8 for Haley Major, 4 points for Shelby Hooley, 4 points for Emily Reynolds, 3 points for Lani Rupert, 3 points for Vanessa Compton, 2 points for Emma Miller, 2 points for Alex Fraley. Hillsboro led 12-4 after one, 25-17 in the half, outscored Litchfield 14-4 in the third quarter to open it up, taking a 39-21 lead into the fourth, and then they won the fourth quarter 13-11. Hillsboro hit 5 threes on the day. They were just 4 of 12 from the free throw line. Didn't matter today, but that could be a problem as they move along. Free throws matter, and they're anything but free at times. But here today, they were just 4 of 12 from the free throw line, but it did not matter as Hillsboro gets the win. 52-32 the final over the Litchfield Purple Panthers. When we talk to you again, we will have Christmas behind us and we'll be getting set for the Carletonville Holiday Tournament. Our broadcast will begin on Thursday from the Carletonville Holiday Tournament. 6 and 7:30 broadcast all 4 days of the Carletonville Holiday Tournament beginning next week here on WQSMI FM 106 and online at WQSMIRadio.com. We want to send our best wishes out to the Corso family today. We got a good report before this game tipped off, but to Rob and his family, you're in our thoughts and our prayers here on this Saturday before Christmas. Thanks to all of our basketball sponsors. Without them, none of these broadcasts are possible. Please go out and patronize the businesses you heard on the broadcast. Without them, we don't bring you any high school sports on the Tally Broadcasting Station. Thanks to Mark Elvers and his crew. Great hospitality. Once again, they treat us so good every time we come into town, so we thank them for that. Your final one more time, Hillsboro beats Litchfield 52-32. Thanks to Megan Cordy. She produced this afternoon's action here on WQSMI FM 106. I am Tim Mize. We say Merry Christmas and so long from Litchfield.